Hey, it's Steve Geek, and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. On today's short episode, I want to tell you about batch processing on Linux using the at and batch commands. Now, before we get into this, to make sure you have them, if you run Debian Linux, you already have them installed. If you run another flavor of Linux, you may want to check and make sure you have the package at alfredpango at installed. Now, batch processing. You might be asking yourself, Deep Geek, why do we want to do this? Didn't this go out in the 70s? Well, yes and no. It's certainly less prevalent as machines have gotten faster. But we often have lots of jobs that could benefit from being run automatically, such as converting videos from one format to another, converting WAVs to MP3s, something like that. For the example I'll use, I'll be converting an MP3 to an OGG with higher compression for the sake of a digital music player. So, how would this work? Well, if you want to run jobs in succession as CPU processor time permits, you use the batch command, and it's very easy to do. You kick off the next term, you type in batch, and hit enter, and it'll come up with a little mini shell where you can type in commands. So you get your mini shell where you can type in a line, and you type in, like in my case, for my example, I type in mp32og space dash dash quality equals zero dash binrev whatever dot mp3. I'd hit enter. You get the mini shell's line again. You control D to get out of that. And you can do that as many times as you want in succession. And each time you do that, it's going to say something like job so-and-so. Now, it'll begin running jobs in the background, and as it runs the jobs, it'll wait until there's free CPU time to kick off the next job. And as it finishes each job, it's going to email you the results of your job. So in this case, you'll see files popping up in your directory with the new format, and providing that you have your internal email set up correctly, that is to say that you're set up to read emails sent from within your system as well as from the internet, you'll see, you know, one mail message waiting, two mail messages waiting, you know, and then you can kick off your mail client and read them. And in the background, very efficiently, it'll step through any number of files and convert them. And it's a great thing to do. That's the operation of the command batch. Now, the other command, which does almost the same thing, is at. And what at is for is kicking off a job at a specific time. So you can, instead of typing batch, you can type in at space 1 p.m. or at space 1300 or at midnight or at now plus 1 hour. And then the mini shell will come up again. You'll type in your batch commands. And at the appointed time, that will kick off and run the job. And in this way, you know, you can have a little computerized computer operator working for you within your computer. I hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Hacker Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is community radio, so please consider recording your own episodes. Have a lovely day.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs. We'll be right back.